This is St. Louis Public Radio. Most of us know what it's like to fall in love. But love is mysterious. It can happen spontaneously, it can be distracting, and it can make us do irrational things. While it may seem impossible to understand love, one scientist in St. Louis is trying to do exactly this by reading people's brainwaves. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chin reports.
Before Sandra Langeslag started college about 20 years ago, she was dumped. Then a few months later, she fell in love.
So I was very curious. I had these two experiences that were so opposite, and why did I feel the way I feel?
At the time, she was interested in studying psychology and dug up whatever papers she could find on romantic love. As it turns out, there weren't many. So she thought maybe she could study it.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Langeslag now runs a laboratory at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, where she tries to understand how love works in the brain. She argues that love is not an emotion, but a powerful motivator, like hunger.
It makes people very nervous, it makes them jealous, it makes them sad when things don't go right.
In one study, she found that people in love think about their beloved 65% of the day, on average. One way Langeslag measures love is by studying people's brain waves. In her lab, she's been running an experiment on people who have recently fallen in love. Student researcher Katrina Lin gives a young man named Kohei Kikuchi a form to fill out.
Make sure you answered everything. I'm not gonna read it.
The questions are pretty intimate. They ask how being in love affects his appetite, concentration, and if it's giving him shaky knees. English isn't Kikuchi's first language, so Lin had to explain a few terms.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's tender?
Tender. Like you like someone, like you feel comfortable with them.
After Kikuchi's finished, Lin straps a red cap to his head and sticks wires to his face.
Okay, so these are the sensors that are going to go on the face.
This is an EEG cap. It will show Lin what his brainwaves look like as he completes a strange task. He'll watch a rabbit slideshow of closely cropped faces that includes his girlfriend's face.
And you'll see the face that I love.
Langeslag mostly studies how love affects a person.
A lot of love happens outside of relationships. Like, people are in love with someone they are not in a relationship with, or maybe not in a relationship with anymore. People are even in love with people they've never interacted with, such as crushes on celebrities or love at first sight.
Other researchers disagree with her, or think her perspective is not worth studying. For example, those who study love in social situations say that love can't be studied without considering relationships.
Both perspectives are important, I think. It's not like one is better than the other.
Langeslag says studying how love affects a person can reveal a lot about how the brain works.
It's a little bit funny how we're trying to use our brains to understand our brain, but it uses most of the energy of our body, and of course it makes us do and think and feel, and it even makes us be the person that we are.
So with her help, love might just become a little less complicated. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
You make me feel under.